All right. Really, the only injury report or update really is DJ Hayden's got a little bit of a hamstring. We'll see. You know where he's at when we come back to work on Wednesday. We're off. Players are off tomorrow for the mandatory day off. So we'll see where he's at on Wednesday. DJ won't play in the game against Dallas. And then we'll kind of reevaluate where we're at with him after that.
Hamstring or no hamstring, you wouldn't play, right?
No, it's more of a relation to the surgery that he had this off season, as opposed to the heart condition.
Is there anybody else outside of, say, maybe Menelik, you know for sure won't play?
No, I think really. Well, I shouldn't say that. Kaluka Maveo will not play in this game, and I'm. Burris will not play. We'll find out more about Sims on Wednesday.
With Jenkins and Porter watching today, a lot of Chekwa and Adams, you talk about those guys.
Well, I think Chimdi's probably one of the most improved players on our team right now. I think he's really had a nice camp. He's done a nice job for us. He's earned the right to be in the mix. I'm anxious to see him go out and play in preseason games and see where he's at. You know, Phillip's a guy that started off a little slow in camp, but he's really come on the last few days. And I like the depth that we have at the corner position. I think we got a lot of guys that can play. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a tough battle there for, you know, the last couple of spots there from the corner position for our roster. So it's a good problem to have.
Coach Greg Olson's come in as offensive coordinator. How much time do you guys spend on game day logistics? You know, calling plays, your communication with him, and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, we talked about that, you know, when he came in, but we'll spend probably a lot more time talking about that as we begin the game plan for Dallas and start getting ready for that.
Is he a sideline guy or is he a press box guy?
He'll be a sideline guy.
Guys like, even if Houston and a lot of these guys come back and are able to play, usually. So a lot of those guys are only in for a series or two, and they give way to other guys. When you're looking at, players like Crawford and guys who didn't get a lot of playing time last year, to get in a chance to get into this game, how big is it for a lot of those guys?
Well, I think it's huge for a number of young guys to get into these preseason games. I mean, this is where you really prove that you're worthy of a spot on this roster. So I think this next month, we'll at the end of the day make or break a lot of these guys.
Coach, how has Jacoby Ford looked since returning to the field?
I thought he's looked good. I thought he was having a good camp before he went out with the injury, and I think he's picked up, where he left off. So I'm pleased with what I've seen out of him. Obviously we still got a long way to go, but as long as he keeps working the way he's working and keeps improving the way he's been improving, I think he'll be fine.
He still has the burst of speed and everything, you think?
Yeah, I haven't seen any lack of burst or lack of speed from Jacoby. He's as explosive as he's always been.
When do you actually start considering rotations and stuff for Friday?
We'll talk about that as a staff probably tomorrow on the players' day off. And then we'll have a normal training camp practice on Wednesday. And we'll go through about a 30-play script offensively and defensively, getting ready for the Dallas game on Thursday.
What will tomorrow be like for you guys as a staff? I know the players are off, but what will you guys be?
Well, we spend a lot of time talking about personnel, talking about, evaluations of where guys are at, after the first couple weeks of training camp, as well as spending time getting prepared for Dallas.
Have you guys started looking towards your season opener in any way, shape, or form?
No. We'll have plenty of time to get ready for that. Right now, we're trying to focus on us and our team and, what we're doing, and then we'll worry about Indianapolis as that gets closer.
You're off tomorrow, and then they come back for an afternoon practice the next day. Do you have them through meetings tonight into the evening?
I gave them the night off as far as meetings are concerned tonight. The next thing they have is 11 o'clock curfew tomorrow.
Coach, being that Dallas has already played a game, when you guys face them, do you kind of emphasize that they may be a little bit ahead of where the Raiders are right now? Or do you expect them to be on the same level?
My concern is the Raiders. My concern is our football team and where we're at and what we need to do to continue to get better. And that's the sole focus of what we're trying to do. That's what the purpose of preseason games are, is to get your team ready for the opening game of the season. So, you know, where they're at is not really a concern of mine. You know, obviously I noticed that they didn't play a lot of their frontline guys in the first game, so I would expect to see a lot more of those guys in our game.
Saw a lot of Holmes and Butler, Whiteout getting a lot of reps, both very, very big targets. Those guys' chances of making the team or contributing especially?
Well, I think both of them have a chance. I think both of them have done a good job. Bryce Butler's a guy that for a seventh-round draft choice, he's stepped up and shown me some things. I like the fact that, you know, they're big receivers. They run pretty good routes. They do a nice job of getting in and out of breaks. They've caught the ball well. And so I think anytime you get an opportunity to have an explosive guy that's a big target, I mean, it helps the quarterback out.
More questions, guys?
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Coach.